let's move on to another kind of bet, the kind that goes with pinstripes and diamonds. Here's commentator Frank DeFord.
The most cringing sensation you're supposed to remember from your school days is, yes, fingernails on the blackboard. But for me, and I'm sure for any kid who ever played baseball, there is no more painful memory than hitting a baseball in cool weather and having the bat stinging my hands. Oh, man, that hurt. For that matter, it hurt just to catch a baseball when it was unseasonably chilly. But then in the upper parts of the United States, isn't it really usually always unseasonably chilly in April? Is April ever seasonable? T.S. Eliot, who grew up in St. Louis in Massachusetts, knew exactly what he was saying when he wrote that April is the cruelest month. Yes, in most of what is generously called temperate America, spring is a myth. And this year, of course, it's ridiculous. This year, there is no April at all, just a 61-day March. And 2007 is surely the cruelest month ever for baseball. Of course, spring is when schools usually play baseball. That is why I'm sure there are fewer Northerners in professional baseball. Indeed, the Society for Baseball Research has figures which show that a disproportionate number of American major leaguers come from the southern part of the country. Northern boys suffer no climate discrimination in other sports. But a kid, say, from Michigan or Maryland simply doesn't get the chance to play baseball anywhere near as much as his counterpart from Georgia or California. College teams down south start playing their regular season before professionals even go to spring training. There is, though, something of a twist. A pitcher only needs 60 feet 6 inches of warm gymnasium to perfect his art, so the climate doesn't mean as much when it comes to pitching. As a consequence, there is almost surely a greater percentage of northern pitchers than northern batters in the majors. Tom Glavine of the Mets, who grew up in Massachusetts, is approaching his 300th victory, and he played hockey for most of the year when he was a kid. Glavine is Exhibit A to the theory that teams ought to sign northern pitchers because the weather didn't allow them to pitch so much as kids, so their arms have been better preserved. Much has been made, too, of the large numbers of Latin American ballplayers, and certainly it is the economic consideration which draws so many young Hispanics into the game. But at least some of the phenomenon can be ascribed to the beneficial baseball climate in the Caribbean. One of the things we keep hearing about is how fewer African Americans make it to the majors these days. But that is obscured by the larger truth that there are also fewer Caucasians making it. There are simply fewer Americans, white or black, in the majors now. And with the many Hispanics and more Sun Belt Americans being able to play the old ball game where there really is a spring, the national pastime is becoming the southern pastime.
Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, who joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.